Welcome to the More Life Church podcast. We are always encouraged to know God is working through this ministry to touch lives. So, if you have a story to share of how God is working in your life, please let us know and send us an email to info@morelifechurch.com. Now, enjoy today's message.
So, we're looking at the fruit of the Spirit here. And we had several of you shout out what the fruit of the Spirit is. And so we asked the question, why do we need the fruit of the Spirit in our lives? I could ask another question. What makes you different than the rest of the people in the world? And why do you live and why do you give your life to Christ? What is that purpose? Because we have to realize this, that our life is not our own, that we've been bought with a price, and that our life is to represent Him in the world today. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
So that means that you, in your actions, your lifestyle, is to represent Him in a way that someone else would want to see Him too and know Him too. Really? Yeah, that's what it's all about. That's what our lives as a believer is about now, is to be a light that shines in this dark and dying world. So, here's the deal. What if Pastor Josh would dress up as the undercover pastor? Anybody ever watch that show, The Undercover Boss? And what if Pastor Josh would come into your business and act like he is one of your fellow employees and workers? What would he see in you that would make you different than maybe someone else? Man, some of those people really, really get set up big time. And so would Pastor Josh recognize the fruit of the Spirit in our life? Or would he see that we're maybe not really that much different than everyone else? Man, it's quiet in here today. Let's go on. Let's go back and look at the fruit of the Spirit here. It's always the most important thing that we do as ministers and as people that serve the Lord is to give the Word first place in our life. Okay? We have to realize this, that the Bible is God speaking to me, and it is direction for your life and how you're to live. And it's not saying that you can't live any old way. You can, but it's an instruction in how to live a more blessed and effective way. I mean, there's times that we talk about wanting to be blessed by God, wanting to receive healing by God, wanting to have joy, the joy and peace of God in our heart, but yet we forget to walk in His commandments. His word is given to us as a book, as a map for life and how we're to live. It's basically instruction and guidance in how that our path is supposed to be as a believer in this world, that we can be a light, that we can reach people for Christ. Amen? How many of you just love what's going on in the world right now? You are truly satisfied with the selections that we have for the government, and I won't get into too much of that. But you just love that. Anybody? You're just happy with all the terrorism that we see in the world today and the multitudes of people that are being slain for the sake of some form of religion. Give me a break. Listen, guys, if we'll do our part and we'll live for God like He intended us to live, and if we live as a light and a representative of Him, then He'll come back and He'll haul us out of here, and we won't have to worry about any of this mess. He's just waiting for us to do our job. And so our job starts here with the fruit of the Spirit. And we have to live this in our life. And I'll be honest with you. Sometimes it's not real hard to, or it's real hard to be meek and gentle when that person cuts you off in traffic. Or it's real hard to be meek and gentle when that guy gives you the number one finger because he didn't like what you did. Anybody been there? Or your patience is tested when you're stuck in traffic and you're like, man, what in the world is the deal? And here's what I've learned to do. Just as a form of trying to grow in patience, sometimes I'll begin to cop that little attitude. Don't look at me so spiritual because I know you do it too. I kind of cop that little attitude, you know, like, you know, you start getting frustrated, and it's like, I can't believe they're shutting this road down. And so I begin to just check myself on the inside and say, well, bless God, this is the perfect opportunity to walk in peace. So I think I'm just going to sit here and keep my attitude to myself and keep it on the inside and not go there with that. All right? And that's the problem that we're seeing in the world today, is that people's attitudes are coming out, and they're bringing these attitudes out against other people. And because of that, then that's why we're seeing what we see today. If you'll just be patient, and you'll be kind, and you'll be considerate, and you'll be gentle, and you'll be meek, you won't have to deal with a lot of the stuff that's going on. Yeah, but people think that if you're meek and gentle, that that's a form of weakness. It takes more strength to be meek and gentle than it does to be angry and boisterous. It does. It takes more strength on the inside. And so we have to remember once again that the fruit of the Spirit is the fruit that's been imparted into our life. Okay? When we've received Christ as our Lord and Savior, that fruit has been deposited on the inside of us, and that fruit should come forth and spring forth and be a blessing to other people. Amen? Let's look at Galatians here. Galatians 5:22, and we'll just read it. But the fruit of the Spirit, the work which his presence within us accomplishes, is love, joy, gladness, peace, patience, and even temper, forbearance, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness, gentleness, meekness, humility, self-control, and self-restraint. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and appetites and its desires. If we live by the Holy Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. So this is basically telling us the fruit of the Spirit is the fruit that's to be in our life to represent Him. Question. Is the fruit, can we say that the fruit of the Spirit may be operated in Jesus' life? Can we say that the fruit of the Spirit would be the nature and character of God? And that if He was here with us today, that these are the very attributes and fruit that He would produce? It would. And so we have to remember that this world is not our home, and we're not called here forever. But we're called to encourage and lift people up and to help them in any way that we can. I started helping with youth ministry back in January. Had the opportunity to go to a youth conference over in Pennsylvania. Heard the youth minister over there talking about a young person in their group that was suicidal. Had an individual from our very own church here go to youth camp and share the same exact thing, that they've had thoughts of suicide. and breaking down and destruction and defeat. And if we're people of God, the fruit of the Spirit will come forth, and that meekness and gentleness will come forth to minister to that individual. We're to be a light to people so that they will want to grow, so that they can overcome. Amen? Amen. And so the fruit of the Spirit in our life is to represent Him. So we're talking about gentleness today. Anybody have a problem sometimes with being gentle? Yeah, I got about five honest people. Sometimes it's not easy, right? And so I live on a farm and I deal with cattle and we kind of raise show cattle and raise cattle that produce stock that we can sell bulls and stuff like that. And so a lot of times we'll bring cattle in the spring and we'll artificial inseminate those cattle, which means we have to run them through a chute a series of times. And sometimes they don't like it. And sometimes they get mad. And sometimes the guys that are running them through the chute get mad. And this year I had one individual and he was just frustrated with these two cows. They would not go down the chute. And he was taking his anger out on those two cows, and they were not cooperating. And so I said, okay, all right, back up, get out of here. So I let them out into the pen, run them back in, and just kind of worked with them a little bit and coaxed them, and they went right down the chute. And that's the same way it is with people, is that you can get in someone's face and you can get back at them, but a gentle spirit and a meek spirit and a spirit with humility will back off from that person, and that person will back off from you. You know how to overcome a conflict with an individual that's aggressive? Walk away from them. I don't know about you. Some of you I know have that like fighting spirit, Mike Riley. I can tell it, man. He has got a fight in him. We all do to a degree, okay? And that's why the fruit of the Spirit is something that we grow in. We're not going to operate in it automatically. It's in there, but we have to check ourselves when we're in a situation where something arises that wants to cause us to get out of walking in that fruit. I don't know about you, but sometimes it seems like it's really, really hard to love people that are coming against you. Let's say, for instance, the Middle Eastern peace, the Muslims and stuff like that. Be honest with me. How many of you in here have a hard time really wanting to love them? Raise your hand. Be honest with me. We all do. But yet, you know what? Just because they didn't grow up like we did, their mentality and their beliefs were formed when they were little, God still loves them like He loves us. And that's one of those fruits that we'll have to operate in and grow in to love those people. Because it's selfish to think that we're the only ones that need Christ. We're not. They need Him too. And whether you want to realize it or not, maybe you don't know, but one of the greatest revivals and outbreaks of the church is happening in the Muslim community. The Muslim people are actually seeing visions and Jesus is appearing to them and they're getting born again by the multitudes. We don't hear that part, but they are. That's a fruit of the Spirit, walking in love. That's a fruit of the Spirit, being patient. The fruit of the Spirit, being kind. And those are things that we have to operate in our life. Amen? Let's look at some more scripture here. Go with me to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew 7 in verse 16. And it says this, and you shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes or thorns or figs or thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast in the fire. Wherefore, by your fruits you shall know them. So people are going to recognize you by your fruit. People are going to see that you're different. I've been in situations, I've been in jobs where people would ask me, what's different about you? How's come you're different? I was in a job at Owens Corning out here in the tech center running a textile line. And every time I was there, I mean, I went into this position and this job praying that things would run smoother and better when I was there. And I'm telling you what, it did. And my boss came to me and she said, how's come this thing runs so much better while you're here? I said, I can't tell you that right now. But I will tell you someday. And so then I left that place and went back to Bible school. And I had the opportunity to share with her why that happened is because my God was helping me and giving me wisdom to be able to do what I was doing. There's no way that I could have done what I was doing in my own mindset and strength because I had no training in that area, none whatsoever. But God helped me. And he caused me to be a light to those people. And there are people in your life every single day that you're around, maybe family members, that need to know the truth like you know it. You'll see part of my heart here this morning. It's not about myself, but it's about reaching other people. And if you'll be in a light and an example to people, and if you'll walk in the fruit of the Spirit, and if you'll allow God to move in your life, and you'll rise up to a greater level, then you'll make a difference in someone else's life. I don't know about you, but I want to make a difference in other people. Because my life is not my own. I've been bought with a price. Jesus paid a great price for me, and he gave me every single thing that I needed in life. Why not give that great gift to someone else? Why not be an example and a light to other people? Why not demonstrate his love and his kindness and his faithfulness and his gentleness and his goodness and his self-control to other people? That's why we're here. Yeah, but I have so many problems. Yeah, we all have problems. Part of the problem is that we look at our problems too much. Amen. Because even though you're going through problems, guess what? Maybe your brother sitting on the other side of the room is going through the same thing that you are. We all have problems. We all have certain things that we're going to encounter and deal with in our life. And you may, on your job, deal with stuff. There may be people on your job that you work with that you just flat out do not like. Anybody want to raise their hand? Oh, we got some honest people. Whew, yeah. So how do we deal with those people? Love them. Pray for them. Pray? Are you serious? We're to do that? So we're to pray for people? We're to love people? Really? Is that what life's about? Really is. Really is, man. That's what it's about. Loving on people. I've had the opportunity to work with Anne Marie and in the children's and had the opportunity to be in classes with some of your kids and connect with your kids. And I'll tell you what, man, if you just show people you care and show kids you care, man, they'll be all over you. It's crazy. I mean, they'll attack you now if you show them you care. I may go down the hall now. Don't get mad at me, but I may go down the hall when your kid's standing there like one of the older boys, and I'll go up and smack him in the back of the head and keep walking, stuff like that. Because they like that. They think, what are you doing? And really, my motive is to show them that I really care about them. And they connect with that. For some reason, they connect with that. But if we'll show people that we care, and we'll show people love, then those people will want to hear what you have to say. If you go out and you just preach to people and you don't live it, they don't want to hear you. Is that right, Larry? So that's why we have to live this thing. We have to demonstrate this to other people. The love of God. Really what it boils all down to is, yeah, we have multiple fruits here that we're looking at, but if you just walk in love, you got them all covered. You got them all covered. So what is love? Well, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and you don't have to do it right now, but mark it. And in 1 Corinthians 13 talks about what love is. And if you begin to meditate upon what love is, because see, Jesus is love. Right? Doesn't it say that God demonstrated his love towards us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us? Yes. Brother, you need to stay for all three services. Woo-hoo! Doesn't it say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son? Yes. That whosoever would believe in him would not perish. Whosoever, that means anybody, but they would have everlasting life. Isn't that a good enough reason to live in the fruit of the Spirit and to walk in love with humanity so that they could receive that everlasting life? How selfish it is for us to keep it for ourselves. Yeah, but I don't know what to say. That's where you have to trust the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, and he will give you the things to say.
That's right.
I like that guy. Amen? And God will put you in places and positions and opportunities to influence other people. I mean, look at Brother Larry. I mean, he has his own gym, and he has the opportunity to influence other people. He's an evangelist. Well, some of you say, well, I'm not an evangelist. Well, yeah, you are, really, because we can all preach the good news. You see, Brother Larry just takes people, and he helps mold and make them into what they desire, and then they get up on the platform and win. And then it gives him a higher platform to speak. Amen? And God will move you up in your life if you'll walk close to him. And that's the way it was when I worked at Owens Corning. I went in there as a temp, starting out at a certain pay. Within 6 months, they gave me a $2 raise. There have been people that have been there for years that hadn't got a $2 raise. There we go. Favor. But a big part of that's the fruit. That I was willing to work, to do my job to the best of my ability, to be an example, to be honest, to be kind, to walk in integrity. And part of gentleness is basically humility, which is just meaning, hey, you know, I'm going to back down here, and I'm going to be nice. Anybody know how to be nice? We've seen a whole lot of people that are not being nice. Watch this little clip yesterday. This guy called the police to his apartment complex, and this guy was an active military individual, and for some reason some guys attacked him or something, and the police came a little bit later than he thought they should have. And so as the conversation went on, this young man got in the police officer's face and said, I'm an active member of the military. And the police officer threw him on the ground and said, I'm an ex-Marine. Don't get in my face. And I don't know, we couldn't see the whole part of the footage, but you could hear the guy whining on the ground, and somehow that Marine had put a hold on him where that guy was about ready to cry. And he said, are you done? Finally, the guy gave up. And he was whimpering and whining like a little dog. His aggression turned to gentleness and meekness. And so we don't even have to go to that place, though. That's why we have to check our attitude on a continual basis and not allow our flesh. See, your flesh is what rises up. Your flesh wants to dominate and be nasty and mean. Your flesh is what wants to cuss at that person that cut you off in traffic. But your spirit man on the inside is saying, hey, I'm down here. Yo, right here. Shut it down. So when you have the opportunity to get mad, remember, look down on the inside and say, well, this is an opportunity for me to grow. Amen? Because let me ask you this question. Does fruit automatically appear on a tree? Can I go pick an apple off the tree in May? When do we normally pick apples? In the fall. So that must mean that there's a period of time where that fruit has to grow and mature and get to the place where we can actually pick it and eat it. And that's the same way the fruit of the Spirit is. We grow in these things. We mature in these things. But if you don't give yourself to it, then you won't grow in it. And I don't know about you, but I desire to grow in it. I desire to grow in it because I want to take people with me when we leave this place. I don't want to just be the only one that I live my life for myself while I was here. Apostle Paul made the statement, for me to live, or for me to die is Christ and to live is gain. Why did he say that? He said, for me to die, it would be great, but to live here would be gain to help other people. And that's why we're here, guys. We're here to love people. We're here to help people. We're here to help each other. You have multitudes of people within this church that if you're feeling discouraged and you're feeling down and you're feeling depressed, then go to somebody. I heard a story of an individual in our church that can't even hardly leave their house. That a family member has to be there for them and help them. Guess what, guys? We're family. We're family. And if we connect together and love on each other, then we can reach multitudes of people in this community for him. Amen? And it's not hard. We just have to be willing to do it. We have to be willing to pay the price. We have to be willing to lay down our life for him. Amen? Let's look at the definition of gentleness here real quick. How much time do I have left anyway? 5 minutes? 10? Can we go over? Gentleness, let's look at that definition. Is the power or strength under control? It's the submission of our strength and will to God's control and purpose. Gentleness or meekness is not weakness. It is strength under control. Therefore, gentleness is the fruit of the Spirit that brings us under God's control. It is power under control and submitted to strength. I like that. I don't know about you, but I like that. That is power, strength under control. So, we're looking at gentleness. Who's just had a baby here? Katie had a baby, what, a year ago? You guys had your baby, what, a year ago? So when you guys had that baby, were you like really aggressive with it when it was first born? Did you like, you know, like kind of drop it here and there and kind of like maybe kick it around and... He was a second child. it didn't matter as much, right? And it was a boy, so it didn't matter. He's tough, right? How about you, Katie? Very gentle. Any other mothers in here? Very gentle with their babies. Yeah, you just had one. Are you very gentle? That's the thing the mothers do, right? It's born on the inside of them to be gentle and cuddly and, ooh, yeah, I better not drop this baby because something might break, and right? It's a natural instinct on the, well, it's natural on the inside of us, too, to be gentle. We just have to learn to hook up with it. Anybody ever seen pulling horses, draft horses? Oh, yeah. Anybody ever seen them when they're hooked to the sled? And man, they are, bam, they are after it now. And they don't look real gentle at that time, do they? But you unhook them, and you take them home, and you put them in a stall, and you give them feed. They change, don't they? They become like these gentle giants. And that's the same way it is with, let's say, for instance, water. If you look at water in a lake, does it look pretty gentle and calm? Except for some of you with your big motor boats and splashing waves and everything. But then you look at a flash flood. That's not real gentle, is it? So you in your life, and when you go out these doors, are you a flash flood? A calm lake? What are you portraying to other people? That's basically what the fruit of the Spirit is. Is what are you portraying? What are you showing in your life to other people that they will want what you have? Because you've got a lot on the inside of you. A lot. So next time you get to this place in your life where you're about ready to go over the edge, just remember that that person, just look at them as like a baby. And they need coddled too. And they need some gentleness. Because we don't know what's going on in their life. People will make you mad and rub you the wrong way. Continually. Maybe every day. But if we allow God's love on the inside of us to rise up, we can help them overcome what they're going through. I would say usually a lot of times if an individual has got a real issue and a real attitude and a real problem, it's because there's underlying issues in their life that they don't know how to deal with and overcome. And you've got everything on the inside of you to help them overcome what they need. And that is simply sharing the love of God to them. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for every person in this place. And we thank you, Lord, for their lives. And we thank you, Lord, that you are working in their life this day. And that the fruit of the Spirit is on the inside of them, causing them to grow and mature and to be more like you.
Thank you for joining us today. We pray that you have been blessed through the teaching of God's Word. This resource is generously supported by More Life Church and listeners like you. We would like to give you the opportunity to partner with us to impact the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. To give or to learn more about More Life Church, visit our website at morelifechurch.com.